And he's now a long time, very long time colleague of mine. He was even once my student in Yeshiva College Bible.
My first semester.
And my first semester, probably.
Right, so
that was a long time ago. That was something like
we learned
20 years ago.
We learned Yeshaya. Okay. And that was very good.
So anyway, it is my pleasure to introduce Rabbi Schwartz.
Okay, Yasha Kala. Thank you, Rabbi Weider. This is actually very enjoyable for me, just because I actually opened up the Gemara to like these Prakim and Ksubis, which is something I have not done in a while. And there's some really exciting sugyas that come up here. I want to discuss with you very briefly today Rama Sugya Nun Zayin Nun Beis Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The sugya is relatively well known because it comes up in a number of different places in Shas, in Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph, in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Beis, in the sugya of Mekatos. So it's a well known sugya. The Gemara discusses the fact that Min HaTorah Narusa ends up eating Truma. Narusa Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, eats Truma Min HaTorah. Midrabanan, we say that Narusa does not eat truma. And the Gemara gives us two different reasons why it is that Narusa does not eat truma. Ula's reason is that Narusa does not eat truma because of Shema Yimzgul Akos Bevesaviha Vitashka La Acheha Ula Achosa, or maybe it should be La Achiosa, etc. But basically, the concern is that maybe she'll take the truma and she'll give it to her family. Remember, an Arusa is married. But an Arusa is still living in the father's home, so all the other people around that house are not Kohanim, and the concern is that maybe she'll give the Truma to these non-Kohanim. That's the first concern in the Gemara. The second concern in the Gemara, it's Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. His concern is Mishum Simhon. Simhon basically means that maybe it's going to end up being a Mekachtos. Effectively, you say this woman is married. Maybe she's not really married. Maybe they'll find some mum in her. And we're worried that if she would end up eating truma, she would be eating truma as someone who's not married to a Kohen, and that would be a very serious problem. So the Gemara says that's the second reason why she does not eat truma. Then the Gemara asks, one second, if it's because of Simpon, so how can we ever allow an Eved to eat truma? The din is that the Eved of a Kohen also eats Truma. The Gemara asks, one second, if you're worried about Mekach Tolos, you're worried that maybe you'll look at the Eved carefully and you'll notice that there's certain mum in the Eved, and that would invalidate the sale. So that itself should suffice for why the Eved does not eat. So that should say that the Eved can't eat Truma. So we know Avadim do eat Truma, the Gemara asks. So Zak the Gemara, you know what? There's no Simpon by Avadim. Right? This idea of a Mekach Tos does not really exist by Avadim, because ultimately, if it's a Mum Shebegoloi, if the Eved has some defect, it's on the outside of his body, that will be noticeable. If it's a Mum Shebeseisa, if it's something that's covered, so who cares? Who cares if the Eved has some mole on his chest, on her chest, whatever it is, but you're hiring the Eved to work, you're not hiring the Eved for Tashma Shemitah, so it doesn't matter if they have a Mum. So the Gemara asks, whoa, 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 but what about if the Eved is found to be a Ganev? Right? Nimtza Ganev or Kubyustus. Now, Kubyustus is some sort of Greek term in the Tosefta Kifshuta. He gives you lots of different possibilities where it comes from in Greek. I don't understand any of them. I don't read Greek. What can I do? But if it ends up being Ganev or Kubyustus, so then what's going to happen in that case? Shouldn't that become a Mekach Tos? So Gemara says, no, Higiyo. Right? We assume that it's not a Mekach Tos, because the fact is, Stam Avodim or Ganovim, Rashi says. Right? The ordinary Eved is a Ganev, and therefore you should know what you're getting into when you purchase an Eved. So the Gemara asks, but what about Lista Mezuyin or Muchtav L'Malchus? I think my answer is Hanahu Kala Islahu. In these cases, it is well known there's a kol. Now, there is a large machlokus between Rashi and Tosis about two points which I did not define. I did not define what the word kubyustus means. I just said that means something in Greek. And that line in the Gemara about Hanahu Kala Islahu also we did not define. Now, Rashi understands that kubyustus means a gonev nefashos, that the Eved is a kidnapper. And also, according to Rashi, the halacha is that kala islahu, which means that, you know what, it would be well known if the Eved was a kidnapper or a listed mezuyan, and therefore, Right? In all those cases, it's Higi'o, according to Rashi, the Mekach is Kayim. So you purchase an Ev who has this proclivity to kidnap, or the Eved is a listed mezuyan, the sale is a good sale according to Rashi halacha l'maisa. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosis jumps up and down, and Tosis spits water nickels, and Tosis says, what the heck are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. Because kubyustos, Tosis says, cannot mean gonev nefashos. So let's just go through both Tosis in very quickly, and we'll make a few points to try to defend Rashi, because what we'll see is that the Rambam agrees with most of Rashi, and as a result, Rashi ends up making it to Shulchan Aruch within the Mechaber's position in Choshim Mishpat Simin Reish Lamed Beis. So, trying to defend Rashi from all of Tosis's questions actually is necessary because we're defending Halacha in this way. At least if you're a Sfaradi, we're defending Halacha. So let's go through the Tosis quickly. So Tosis says, Kubyustis, Rashi comments, is Egon of Nefashos, and Tosis says, Lo mash mahachi beparakama de Bechoros. The Gemara at the beginning of Bechoros basically makes a calculation that there is a little more than 600,000 Jews. Each Jew is giving a half a shekel, so that should mean around 300,000 shkolim. Yet there was ma'as kikar la aden, and that is about half of that amount, Gemara says. And how does that happen? Right? Either Moshe Rabbeinu is a ganer, or Moshe Rabbeinu is a kubyustus, the Gemara says. That's what Gemara asks in Bechoros. The Gemara ultimately answers that the Shekel HaKodesh is double what you would think a Shekel is. That's Bechoros Daf Hei. But the fact is, the Gemara there uses the term Kubyustis, and it can't mean kidnapper, because being a kidnapper has nothing to do with messing up the calculation of Shkolim. So therefore, Tosis comes
unless
up to...
Unless you kidnap the accountant.
Unless you kidnap the accountant or something... But that's a large problem that Tosis asks on Rashi. And this leads Tosis, based on this question and the next question Tosis will ask also, to say, no, kubyustus does not mean a kidnapper. Kubyustus means someone who's misachek b'kuvya, someone who's a gambler. Now, some contend that the two explanations are actually connected, in the sense of that if you are a gambler, you end up in debt very often, and to make good on your debt, you might sometimes have to kidnap people. That is a possibility, but Tosis is assuming that he's arguing on Rashi, and he's not just adding to Rashi. So how can we defend Rashi from this Gemara in Bechoros? So Tosis actually in Bava Basra, in the parallel Tosis, Tosis says that, you know what, maybe the Gemara means that Moshe Rabbeinu is a kidnapper in the sense of he's hiding people. If I have 600,000 people, and I should have 300,000 shkolim, based on each person giving half a shekel, and I only have half that amount, so maybe what that means is that Moshe Rabbeinu is actually hiding half of the people. That's the way Tosis says it in Bava Basra, which is an interesting suggestion. I think what that means is that's a gonev mamon, but we're using gonev nefashos in a term to explain the type, the way he's stealing the mamon. Right, so that's what Tosis in Bava Basra suggests. Then, Tosis says, one second, Rashi is saying that if you end up being ganav or kubyustos, so higiyo, the sale is a good sale. Why? Because you assume that every eved is a kidnapper. Because rubam hachi yisnehu, most avodim are kidnappers. Tosis says, what the heck? That's not true. Right? The most avodim... That's unbelievable. That can't possibly be correct. And that also leaves Tosis to give his different explanation that Kubyustus means Misachik Bukovya. So how can we defend this Rashi? So I think there is a suggestion that we can make along the lines as follows. The stipler in Yevamos asks a question. You know, we have halachos about being meyed for Edis Isha, that you can testify that a husband is dead, and as such, the woman can remarry. And even people who ordinarily are not kosher la'edos, who ordinarily do not accept their testimony, they are kosher for edos isha. But someone who is pasul la'edos, because we assume the person distorts, that type of person is generally pasul la'edos isha. If someone has a formal psul as an aid, so we say they're acceptable for Eidos Isha. But someone is puzzled because of distorting, so we assume that person is going to be puzzled at Eidus Isha. That's the basic overview of the end of Yevamos. The Gemara says in the end of Yevamos that an Eved is kosher for Eidus Isha. So if an Eved testifies that a husband was in the World Trade Center, so that's kosher la Eidus Isha, the wife can remarry. So the staple asks, one second. Our Gemara says that Avodim are presumed to be Ganovim. If they're presumed to be Ganovim, that means that we're assuming that they're dishonest. If they assume that they're dishonest, the Gemara says earlier in Yevamos and Daf Chafei that a Ganov is puzzled at Eidus Isha. So how can we accept the testimony of an Eved for Eidus Isha? That's the stapler's question. So the stapler has the following suggestion. He says, you know what? What the Gemara means is not that an Eved is necessarily a Ganev. We don't know that Eved stole, or we don't know that Eved kidnapped, but we know that Eved has a tendency to steal and to kidnap. In other words, the netiyah, the tchunas hanefesh, the personality trait that is involved in leading one to steal or to kidnap, those tendencies are found within avadim. If that's the case, that's a stapler's suggestion. So if that's the case, so we could say, oh, so the Eved is going to be kosher le'edus isha, because the Eved has not actually stolen anything, but the Eved has the tendency to steal. If that's the case, so then maybe that's the way to defend Rashi. Tosus asks on Rashi, one second, you're going to tell me most Avadim are kidnappers? The answer is, of course not. Right? Most Avadim don't actually kidnap, but the tendency that would lead someone to kidnap, that tendency is found in most Avadim. Practically speaking, they don't do it. So that perhaps is a way of defending Rashi from Tosus's question. Just one last comment before your question. When I first read the Rambam, and we said that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, so I said, oh, that's exactly what the Rambam means, because the Rambam writes, now if you find that the Eved is a chotif or gonev vashos, so eino yochol ha-hachzir, the deal is a good deal, shekol ha-avodim, sheyesh bahen, shekol ha-avodim b'chezkas, sheyesh bahen kol ha-deyos ha-ra'os. So at first I thought, oh, the Rambam is saying exactly this idea. The Rambam is not saying that Avodim actually steal. The Rambam is just saying they have the deos, which leads to stealing. But of course, this is patently incorrect, because the Rambam uses the term deos to mean what we call midos. No? The Rambam is a real intellectual in the sense of, if you do something wrong, it's because you had a bad idea, not just because you did something wrong. What I did is much less important than what I thought that led me to do it. So, although at first I thought that when the Rambam used the term kol ha-deos ha-ra'os, the Rambam meant this idea, but I don't think the Rambam means it. It doesn't mean that the Rambam contradicts this. The fact is, though, I think this is a possible defense of Rashi, and again, we're trying to defend Rashi because Rashi's comment that Kobiustus is a kidnapper makes it to Choshen Mishpat Simen Reish Lamed Beis through the Rambam. You had a comment?
Yeah. Isn't the reason we say a Ganav isn't moved by Eidus because we assume a Ganav is dishonest? He has a tendency to steal. If he is one to steal, he has a tendency maybe to lie as well.
But again, once someone stole, practically speaking, we know that the person is dishonest, and therefore we assume that the person will lie as well, and the person is not believed for Eidus Isha. But if someone just has a tendency to steal and has not yet stolen, if someone has
the category of person is that a Ganav is likely to lie, and Eved is likely to be a Ganav, so Eved should be just as likely to lie as a Ganav.
I mean, but I don't think it works that way. In other words, just because I have a certain genetic predisposition to something, let's say, doesn't mean that will play out, to use a modern example. So Avodim have a predisposition to steal, but that just means that they have to work harder than most people have to work to avoid their predisposition. But once someone has actually stolen, so someone has fallen in to... Right, so that's, again, this is the idea that we're that we're presenting. It might be correct, it might not be correct. Yeah.
I think it might be an extension of Zach's question, but what it seems like the Gemara is saying is that not only is it it's their disposition, but you can't be surprised if it happens. And that you knew what you were getting into when you bought the Eved. So what, if he ends up being Ganav, you can't be surprised. You think that same logic would extend to that maybe he's not going to lie every time he's made, but we can't be surprised if he does.
But remember, with Eidos Isha, we're trying to pull out all of the possible coolers that we can. So you're right, I shouldn't be surprised if he ends up lying, but until such time as I know that he's actually a liar, I can't invalidate the person for Eidos Isha.
So specifically like a unique din Eidos Isha, not a
But again, how we get there, there's like four or five different shitos that we've shown him in terms of why we're mekel by Eidos Isha, but the fact is that we are mekel on all cases save the case of someone who we have proven is a liar. That's the suggestion that we're making. Okay, the next issue that comes up is in the next Tosis, where it says Hanahu Kala Islahu. Right, the Gemara speaks about Lista Mezuyim Muchtof Malchus. If you have an Eved who is an armed robber or is like a marked man that the government wants to take him in because of whatever the great mitzvah that the person did, so in that case the Gemara says Hanahu Kala Islahu, and Rashi writes Savar Vekibel. Rashi says that even an Eved who is a list of Mazuyin, the deal is a good deal. Tosas says that's not true, because it says in the Tosefta, right, Tosas quotes, that Omer Behedya, that list of Mazuyin Mamuchtav Lamachas, Omer Lo, Hare Shalach Lefanecha. Tosas quotes that the Tosefta in Bava Basra says that by list of Mazuyin, Hare Shalach Lefanecha, Hare Shalach Lefanecha, Tosas says, means that the deal is not good, it's a Mekach Tos. So therefore, Tosis asks on Rashi, he's like, Rashi's against a Beferish Tosefta. It's a very strong question on Rashi. The end of...
Is that it's a funny usage of the expression. Is it mochar from context? I haven't seen the Tosefta.
So we'll talk about the exact lashon of the Tosefta in a minute.
Because normally, Hareish Al-Halafanecha means in the case deal. Of, in other words, here's yours, you know... It is what it is. It's
correct. So the Ravid writes as follows. This Ravid in Perek Tesvav of Mechira Halacha Yud Gimel. So the Ravid says, Masha Amra HaTosefta in Perek HaMocher Peros Nimza Ganav O Kubyustus Higio But Liste Mezuyin O Muchtel Malchus Omer Lo Haresh Alach Lefanecha. They're contrasting Higio to Haresh Alach Lefanecha. Zak the Ravid Lo She Yomer Lokeach LeMocher Ela HaMocher Omer Lo Lokeach. Right, the Ravid is saying Haresh Alach Lefanecha in what I would consider to be a backwards sort of way, that the Mocher is telling the Lokeach Haresh Alach Lefanecha, you're stuck with it, keep your Eved. In other words, not a Mekachtos. This is a suggestion that the Ravid makes. The Ravid has another suggestion that maybe the Tosefta means the same as Tosis says it means, and the Ravid concludes, oh, since it's a Suffolk, therefore what we'll say is that the deal is good, but in terms of the money, wherever it is, should remain. If you already paid, so then the... right. That's the psak of the Ravid. It's a real suffix, according to the Ravid. But this explanation of Hareshalach Lefanecha, meaning that the Mocher can tell the Lokeach Hareshalach Lefanecha, is, according to the Ravid, exactly the same as Higio. So why on earth would I use two different words in the same sentence to mean exactly the same thing? Now, I saw a suggestion to answer this in the Sefer Birkas Avraham on Kedushin. He suggests as follows, that maybe there's a difference between being a ganiv and being a list of mezuyin. Most avodim are presumed to be ganovim. So therefore, if I buy an eved and the eved is a ganiv, I did not get ripped off at all. There's not even a concern of ona'ah, because I have to expect that the eved I buy is going to be a ganiv. But list of mezuyin, even though the deal is going to be a good deal, because there would have been a kol, etc., but the fact is it's very unusual. And because Western Mizuyin is so unusual, so we don't use the word higi'o, we use the word hareishalach lefanecha. Higi'o means you got what you deserved. But hareishalach lefanecha means you keep it, even though one could have argued it should have been an ona'a case that would have invalidated the mekach, but we know the halacha is that there's no ona'a by avadim. There still is an iser ona'a, but in terms of bitul mekach, there isn't. This is the suggestion, which is interesting.
But ona'a is normally on price, not on in other words, ona'a.
But in this case, it would be ona'a on price, because if I purchase an eved, and the eved turns out to be a listed mezuyin, so I overpaid, because I would never want. I might want to buy an eved who's a listed mezuyin, take a risk, but I'll only pay $20 for the eved.
But I don't think by ona'a, if you ma'ana someone pachas mishtus, but there's a mekach tos element, we don't say, well, you could reduce every mekach tos to an ona'a question, right? If the amount was smaller.
So the answer is that usually ona'a is just a difference in price, right, and mekach tos is a difference in the chefza. That's
right.
The
right.
How I look at someone who is found out to be a listed mezuyin, one could the different
a shor l'ridya and l'nichsa. Right, that's the same.
It's the same
chefza, but it's a mekach tos. Right, it's the function of what it's useful for.
So over here, an eved who's a listed mezuyin, is it not useful as an eved, or it is useful? I'm just taking a risk that the government will take him in.
I mean, I think that is even more of a difference between than the shor l'nichsa and the shor l'ridya, because there it's the mamish the shem shor, and I could use it for my chance, because I'm afraid it's going to go do something like that, right? So that seems to be perfectly okay. Anyway,
I mean, again, it's the ravid is very difficult, because the ravid is saying hareishalach lefanecha means that the mohr can say to lokeach, I don't know if any other case of hareishalach lefanecha used this way. It's a collector's item of this ravid. Now, the ravid is also difficult for the following two reasons. The ravid quotes that this is a tosefta in Parakamol Herperos. This tosefta is not in Parakamol Herperos. This tosefta is in Parakamol Her Es Hasfina. Now, maybe the ravid made a mistake, or maybe the ravid didn't see the tosefta inside. In the tosefta kefshuta, they point out, Rabbi Weider would be able to comment on this a lot better than I can, that the ravid did not have access to tosefta's trait. The ravid only quotes tosefta's the way they are quoted in other rishonim. If that's the case, so the ravid is quoting the tosefta, and the ravid is not quoting the tosefta where it is, because he assumes, right? Fine, point one. Point two is the way we have the Tosefta, you cannot say the Ravid's suggestion at all. The way we have the Tosefta, the Tosefta says, Nimtza ganava kopiustos higi'o, listim mizuyin amuchtal malkas hareza mekachtos. That's the text we have in Tosefta. There is no way to fit the Ravid's explanation into the text of the Tosefta that we have. I think it's really interesting that the Ravid says this, but I don't know what to do with it. I'm just throwing it out there as a suggestion. If you could come with good shot in the Ravid, I'd appreciate it. But
which version does Tosus quote?
So Tosus quotes the Ravid.
Tosus
quotes a Tosef. What?
Yes, Harishol
Chalav. Yes, Harishol Chalav Necho, which is the way the Gemara has it. Which is the way the Gemara has it. The Tosefta doesn't have it. What's interesting about the Ravid is he's quoting it from Tosefta, not from the Gemara.
Right. This is very common where the Bavli and the Tosefta, in other words, if you ask me historically, the Bavli has reworked the text of the Tosefta. Sometimes it's only in style, and sometimes it's in substance.
Okay.
But the way Rishonim usually work is that the version that appears in the Bavli is the correct version. Obviously, what's printed in our Tosefta is the Talos. I think that's usually the way that Rishonim
think about it. That's fine. It happens that this Tosefta appears differently in the Yerushalmi than it appears in the Bavli also. The Yerushalmi contrasts Higi'o to Lo Higi'o. And the Bavli contrasts Higi'o to Omerlo Hareishalach Lefanecha. The Ravid's pshat can only work in the Tosefta the way it appears in the Bavli, not the way it appears in the Tosefta or the way it appears in the Yerushalmi.
It's odder that the Yerushalmi, and typically the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta line up. This is unusual.
Yeah, so this is, again, I don't know what to do with it. I just decided to look into Tosefta Kefshuta because I was saying the Chabura for you guys. And
how many Tosefta Kefshutas are quoted this year?
No.
We had all the Tosefta on the record.
This is true.
Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.